Blog Talk Radio.
What I'm saying to you guys out there is that at the end of the day, the most important thing that you have got to understand that nobody's ever going to tell you on fucking YouTube is that the lie that you keep telling yourself is that you have no confidence. You're scared. You have fears. You're nervous. All fucking lies. And I proved that shit to you today. I proved to you that if you say that shit to me, you're a fucking liar. And that's not true, man. We talked about that today. But now I want to give the floor to you guys if y'all got any questions or anything like that. But tomorrow we're going to be talking about talking to a woman, how she should be fucking you. I got some more principles I'm going to discuss. But before we discuss those principles, allow me to go ahead. We're going to unplug you real quick because we already done with the plug in and shit. So we'll go ahead and unplug you from today's show. But we'll continue the conversation. But we don't need you plugged in anymore for the rest of this information. But the lines are open, guys. 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. So let's unplug you real quick. We back. Y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number? If y'all got any questions, feel free to ask. That's what this show is about. But the important thing here, standing, the information that y'all are getting from a lot of people is the reason why y'all are stuck where you're at. There's no way I would dishonor you guys by making you beg for some pussy. Fuck that. Why don't y'all try to be a little more assholy and tell the woman that she is going to fucking fuck you? Question. Can you revise or edit your principles as the year go by? Well, okay, Jefferson. You edit the way you move. You got to. Okay, all right, listen to me. When I say ironclad, It's to protect your fucking name. When I say ironclad, I'm not talking about shit that you can go against. So what I'm saying is, I'm a drama-free man. And if anybody brings any drama in my life, they're gone. Ironclad. You're not going to disrespect me. Ironclad. You're not going to put your hands on me. Ironclad. You ain't even going to hang. I don't even do it to hang up on the phone, but that can. I ain't even sweating that one. But be willing to walk away, ironclad. So what, Jefferson, would you tell me, what would you change out of that shit? What would you want to adjust out of what I just told you? What would want to be adjusted? The thing that you should look to adjust is not those things. Adjust how you move, young man. But you don't change and deviate from protecting your name. All you're doing is you're setting yourself up to be protected so you don't have a woman walking all over your ass and shit, dude. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I was saying. You got me. Yeah, Hey, Jefferson, and I'm not trying to be an asshole. Tell me something that you would change, and I will tell you if it should be an ironclad law. Give me something that you would change. I'd like to hear that. Tell me something that you feel is necessary that you change. Let me know. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to find a picture of Tiny Tim begging and shit. And I'm going to put, I'm not ever begging for sex. That's going to be tomorrow's show. I'm never begging for sex. I'm asking you, Jefferson, let me know. It's not a dumb question. But tell me something that's worth changing. That should be ironclad. That's what I'm asking any of you. What is something that you should change that's an ironclad? Dude, what I'm showing you is that when I say you got to be willing to walk away, you got to be willing to walk away at any time. At any time. No, oh, baby, let's try to work this out. Baby, please, baby, 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 please, I'm sorry. I'll do better next time. Baby, let's go to counseling because I don't want to lose. We'll be, man, fuck you. I'm gone. But Jefferson, and I'm asking you, brother, come on. Jefferson, say something. Because if I'm talking to you, Jefferson, and you ain't going to reply back to me, I'm going to take that as a little bit of disrespect. So, Jefferson, please say something, sir. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Say something, Jefferson. You asked a question. I asked you one back. I'm trying to help you. But please, dude, don't fucking have us sitting around here waiting. There we go, Jefferson. My man. Let's see what we got. Jefferson. My brother. Financial things can never go under ironclad because money is always changing, man. All right, Jefferson, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Jefferson, what you're showing me, that's a way you move. That's not an ironclad. I would never tell a man to sucker or hold his pride down and hold a position and he'd be homeless. I'm not saying that, Jefferson. Jefferson, if you got to go to your landlord and beg them not to kick you out, then do what the fuck you got to do, fam. That's not ironclad. That's not an ironclad thing. An ironclad thing is something that is going to protect you from women and maybe some of your friends, but more or less women. That's what I'm saying. No, Nike. I want you saying that shit. Nike, you wrong. Hold on, let me post what you said. You're wrong, Nike, because you're constantly making adjustments on your fucking board, you motherfucker. What are you talking about? Let me give you an example of adjustments, Nike. What are you talking about? This Nike is an adjustment. So what do you mean not making it? You're making adjustments. What are you talking about, Nike? See? You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, Nike. See, guys, this is what I'm saying, man. It's like y'all don't listen. What I'm saying is that if you know your rent is going to be late, talk to your landlord and see if they can spare you another week or so. That's not fucking ironclad. That's just moving your chess pieces, brother. An ironclad is something that is going to protect the fucking kingdom. That's what I'm saying, man. Let me see with Joshua. Well, but wait. But Joshua, what I'm saying is this. There's a difference between moving pieces and ironclads. Ironclads has got to be near and dear your fucking heart. This is the protecting the king. This is protecting my name type shit. Rent has nothing to do with that shit. That's making a move. Approaching a woman, that's making a move. Until you realize you're wasting your time, then your ironclad comes out. But see, y'all don't think that way. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Always going to be a difference in the way you move your chess pieces versus your ironclads. And if I do a run with the dean tomorrow, I'll try to cover ironclads, because I don't think y'all understand how this game works. And I think a lot of you guys are looking to make iron. Y'all are trying to make moving pieces ironclads, and you're trying to make ironclads moving pieces. That's the problem. The ironclads, well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. If I do a ride with the dean, we'll discuss ironclad versus adjusting. But any other questions, you go ahead and put Q up there or call in before we wrap this up. Any questions y'all got, go ahead and put it in there. I'll be happy to answer. Yeah, y'all got to have, man. None of y'all have ironclads. That's the problem. You know what another ironclad is I'm not begging for pussy. That's an ironclad for me. I'll never adjust that shit. That's an ironclad. I am never going to put myself in a position to beg for pussy. I ain't doing it. Let me bring in this call. 704, I think that's North Carolina. 704, what's up?
Hey, Steve, it's Nike in the chat room. Sorry about what I said. You know, it's like I misinterpreted what you said.
Don't be sorry. No, it's not. It's just understanding. Don't be sorry. No. What I was saying is this. You're going to have to make adjustments throughout your life. You know, like, think about this. It's the adjustment of...
It's like a rock, you know. It's a rock that gets weathered by the water, you know. It changes over time.
Right. If it's cold outside, you adjust to wear the coat. But the ironclad is, and that is, I don't want to be cold and freeze to death. So if it's ever cold, I'm going to wear the coat. You know what I mean? It works together. But constantly. So what I'm saying is, you're constantly making moves. You're not moving an ironclad. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Hey, Steve, I got one question and then I'm off.
What's up, man? What's your question?
You always talk about them in group settings and whatnot. Like, since we're all I want to know a little bit more about the other people in the Serengeti. Can you talk a little bit more about the head zebra, the grass eating lion, like the beta, like the all, you know, like how you always say that. That women often date the beta Charlie, like the big guy within the group.
They date them, they marry them, and have kids by them. Yes, they date them, they marry them, and have kids by them. Because it's always...
Can you explain more about his personality, his characteristics, and how, like, would you be able to, defeat him or whatnot?
You got to understand. In every group of animals, there's always going to be an alpha. Even in the grass-eating lions, there's going to be an alpha, right? Right?
Correct.
Now the woman is seeing him not as a man. She's just thinking that this is the best I can do. This is the best it's going to be. So if I won't get the best it's going to be, I'm just going to be with this guy. But It's going to be on my terms. It's going to be on my terms. I'll give him the pussy, but on my terms. And when he's in trouble, he ain't getting none because that's my terms. I'll choose when we're going to get married. We're going to choose when we have a baby. So that's what I'm saying is that just because she's with you, married to you, or living with you, or giving you a little bit of pussy, doesn't mean you ain't doing shit. She's just doing it on her terms. You know when you go, to work, and you got that guy, you know, y'all want to go to the bar. What's the first thing he say? Well, I don't want to get in trouble. Let me check with the wife. See that shit? That's what I'm talking about. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble and shit. So what I'm saying is that the alpha beta is the guy that is going to get the woman. But just because he gets the woman doesn't mean he's the man in the relationship. It just means that he's in a relationship with somebody that's running his ass. That's all it is. But that's the alpha beta.
I remember you showed me a clip. You showed us a clip one time. I'm not sure if I'm interpreting the clip right. I think it's some guy. I think it's a lawyer show. It was like this guy beside this woman, like in the bed, right? He was like he had regrets or whatnot, and then he had this flashback, and he deleted her phone number. Is it because like that woman selected him?
No, wasn't a flashback. You talking about billions? It wasn't a flashback. No. They were together. It was a movie. It's a TV show called Billions. They were together, right? They were together, right?
Okay.
And she got mad at. She got mad at him. Now, he did some fucked up shit, but she got mad at him. And what he did was he looked out the window. He took a deep breath, looked at his phone, and deleted her number. He just got rid of her. That's all. He moved on. Remember, willing to move on. So he just looked at her number while he was out. You know, they were fucking. They were an item. But when things broke off, he just deleted her number, and if she comes back, she comes back. But he ain't ever going to call her. He just moved forward. Does that make any sense?
Oh, I misinterpreted. I thought it was like that woman, no, it's because I have intrusive thoughts sometimes. I thought when I was driving, I was thinking about that scene. I thought it was the woman who was like she selected him and had sex with him and played a game with him, you know, like that. That's what I thought.
No, they were an item, and he's a ruthless stock guy. He's ruthless as fuck. So he's going to put his company and his shit over everything. So what he did was he kind of fucked the chick over. He kind of fucked her over. He did. But she got mad. She walked. They broke up. And that night when he was looking out in the city, he took that deep breath, he grabbed his phone, looked at her number, hit delete, and moved the fuck on.
Damn, it's like, you gotta be like Patrick Bateman sometimes or something?
What do you mean? Who is that? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, like, Patrick Bateman is this character off of American Psycho.
Right, no, what do you mean Norman Bates?
No. Norman Bates is actually based off of that guy.
What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. Is that, I've been in relationships, and they were cool. They were great. They were fine, right?
Right.
But she knows at any moment that I will walk the fuck away and not look back. She knows this. I'll go. And listen, I have gone. But that doesn't mean she doesn't come back. That's what I keep telling you. When you walk away, they come back and pursue you. Because women are not used to guys walking away and letting them go. And I don't mean, see, okay, whoa. Let me back this up. I think a lot of y'all guys, I think a lot of y'all guys got it twisted. Hold on, I'm going to answer that question in 1 second, guys. Hold on. I think y'all guys don't understand.
Wait.
Listen, there's a difference between a regular guy breaking up with a woman and a man breaking up with a woman. Some guys are like, oh, I can't believe you do that. It's over. And walk the fuck off, right? And then they come back and try to make up with them.
Right.
I am willing to walk away. But if you humble yourself and come crawling back, okay, we can probably work something out. But I'm not coming back and begging you. Because I'm the prize. I that's how I think of myself. I will always be the fucking prize. I don't care how ugly I look, how short I am. I will always consider myself the prize. Period. So when I walk away, I walk the fuck away. Because her and I both know I can always walk into somebody sucking my dick. It's easy. I got options. And when you have options, they act right when they know that you got something. But when they know you don't have anything, they walk all over your ass and dog you the fuck out.
This goes into my second question I was going to say, and then I'll have to let other callers get in. What was I about to say? For example, you always tell that you should let the beta Charlie whatnot do all the work for you, right?
Yes.
Basically, like when you like you introduce yourself, you approach her whatnot, like she'll get like so how would you say caught up in the moment that she'll think about you, right? And like
yes.
because of his behaviors and the behavior she sees of other grass-eating lions, basically they're doing the work for you, right?
Right. Is that the question?
Interesting. The question is, why does it push it? Well, why does the girl get more attracted to that guy, like even more than the grass-eating lion that supposedly she's with, right?
What's your favorite restaurant?
Right.
Where do you like to eat? No, you tell me. Tell me a place you like to eat.
Where do you want to check out?
I don't give a fuck if it's takeout. I don't know. Whatever. What's your favorite food?
Steak.
You like steak. All right. So, in this analogy, it's like this. You have two steak restaurants, okay?
Right.
They both serve ribeye steaks, okay? Bone-in,
right.
$80 ribeye steaks. Okay, two different places, same places, right?
Right.
Place number one, the service is terrible. The lighting is shitty. The waiting, you got to wait fucking 10 minutes to even get taken care of. They don't talk to you. They don't fill your water up. It takes them 15 minutes to get back at you. The food, the ribs, they don't taste that well. They're not cooked the way you want them cooked. All right. Now, remember, that's place number one, right? But then you get place number two where the service is immaculate. They take care of you. You get those hot dinner rolls or you get an assortment of different rolls. And they got whenever your water is halfway down, some motherfucker come with a pitcher and fill it back up. They're very attentive. When they bring their steak to you, they cut the steak and they open it up and say, sir, is this, and they take a light and they say, sir, is this to your liking before they serve it to you? Where the fuck do you think you're going to go the next time you want steak?
The other restaurant.
But why?
Because of the experience. Oh, shit.
Boom, ding, ding, ding. So when a woman is getting experiences from the average guy, Are they average experiences, or are they ones that make her toes curl in her head? Which ones?
This average.
So, if she, do you think a woman wants an average guy or somebody that she can emotionally invest in?
Emotionally invest.
Well, there you go.
All right, Steve. Thanks for answering the questions. Okay. Goodbye. Thanks. I'll be in the chat room.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
All right, let me read this question right here. Thank you, brother. You ever suffer from ED? It's happened to me in a handful of times. I just want to lose my virginity. Other, by the way, wasn't scared of pussy. Yeah, I don't even know why I have this on here. Mike, you're not serious about that shit. I don't even know how to ask that question. I want to hear that shit. Any other questions, gentlemen? Any other questions? Going around one more time, the other questions. Hey, guys, we do a show. We'll talk about Ironclad versus Moving, and tomorrow we'll do a show called I Ain't Begging for Sex. But if you have any questions, go ahead and ask one more time. And before we wrap this up, let's see here. What is that? Yeah, so if you got any questions, go ahead and do that. And we'll definitely do that. Okay, dude, how old are you, Mike? How old are you? You're talking about all this erectile. Hold on. I think there's a prank caller. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hi, baby. I want to suck your dick. What's what?
Okay. So, how old are you, Mike? How old are you, Mike? Because you sound like a walking contradiction. Okay, I can show you why you're full of shit. Well, you're saying that, okay, have you ever suffered from ED? You said it's happened to you a handful of times, and you want to lose your virginity. By the way, I wasn't scared of pussy. Look, all right, Mike, listen, I'm not a doctor, all right? So what I suggest you do is in your area, they got these things called the low T centers, or you might need to do some blood work and see your T levels. If you are, quote-unquote, not getting an erection, there are several things. If you're a virgin, it's because you're nervous. Have you used Viagra? I don't know. And I think it's a mental issue, but you need to check your T levels. But you need to go to a doctor, dude. I'm not experienced in that. So it's on you, man. It's on you. 515-605-9373 is the number if you want to call in. Question. Here we go. G Money. What do you do? What do you do when a chick you already smashed in the past now say they don't trust you? You're unpredictable. I just don't understand y'all, man. All right, there's a bunch of problems with this. Number one, your fuck game is terrible. That tells me, because the disrespect. Because if you had some good dick, she wouldn't talk to you that way. That's number one. Number two, will you do a chick you already smashed in the past says, I don't trust you. You're unpredictable. When I tried to set up a day to hang out with her on her birthday. Can you tell me why the fuck you want to hang out with some fucking bitch you just fucked for the side? This is why I don't understand y'all, man. Why the fuck are you hanging? 914, you just stay there because I know you're a prank, so just stay there, dog. Just hang in the queue. But what I'm saying is, why would you, why the fuck on earth would you want to hang out with some sidebar pussy? It sounds like you're the one emotionally invested in this woman. Let's be honest. I'm starting to see it now. You're emotionally invested. Hold on, I'm gonna read what you say in a second, but you're emotionally invested. You got your emotions and you got more feelings than her because you wanna take okay. Why would you want to even spend time with a fucking woman that's wasting your time? Why? This is my job, man. What's wrong with y'all motherfuckers, dog? What's wrong with y'all, man? But why do you give a... Dude. Man, dog. You, dude. Good God. Beta. Fuck. Just grass eating lion, dude. Dude, this is what I'm talking. That's, man, dude, I'm saying this out of love for you because I hope I can shake your fucking ass up. You got to get off this bitch shit. You hooked on some pussy from a side piece and you're upset because she won't spend her birthday with you? Telling me that you think she got somebody else? Are you fucking serious? What? What? What the fuck do you mean? Why she... My brother, I just don't get why she's always back and forth. Why don't you change the sentence to be correct? I don't get why I allow that bitch to be back and forth with me because she doesn't give any good goddamn about me, because she doesn't respect me, because I'm soft as shit. That's what you should be saying, man. It's not to be upset. Look at, why do y'all do this to yourselves? Why do y'all hate yourselves so much? Can somebody tell me? Why do y'all hate yourselves so much? How does one, oh my God. There's no fucking way. My brother, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but if she pumped enough blood in her chest to go through her veins and her muscles to even form some of the shit she's saying to you, I'm gone. That's gone. Gone. No, wait. If she's calling you on FaceTime, no, you answer that shit like a fucking man. Tell her stop wasting your goddamn time, and when she wants to suck your fucking dick, call you, and then hang up on her. But you ain't gonna do that shit. You ain't got it in you to do that shit. Because you care, and you, like the prank caller on my line, is emotionally invested. Like mom, you were just like the prank caller on my line right there. A woman, He's raised by mom, emotionally invested, and you acting more like the woman than the man, dude. You need to call her fucking ass up. And look, call the show. We'll be quiet. And I want to hear you call and say that shit. I bet you won't do that shit. See that? You need to change. Look, no. Well, don't give me that. I ain't raised by my mom. Call into the show right now. Give me your area code. Call into the show. We're going to bring you in. And I want you to call this chick live on the air and tell her I had enough of your bullshit. And the next time you call me, it's to suck my dick. I bet you won't say that shit. Well, call in. All right, you will. Hey, call in. Hold on, let me give you the number. There you go. Hold on, let me give you the number. There you go. Call in. Call in. I'll be quiet. Because if you a man about your shit, this should be a walk in the park. So you call in. We'll be quiet. You call her, click over, and tell her what the fuck the deal is. I bet you ain't going to do that shit. He ain't going to do that shit. What do you mean? What is your area code so I can bring you in? Just give me your area code. What is your area code so I know it's you and not the prank callers? I ain't going to do this shit. You call that motherfucker and you tell her the next time you call me is to suck my dick. Other than that, just miss me with that bullshit. Go ahead and call it. Come on. It don't take that long to dial fucking, what is it, 10 numbers? Come on. Oh, man. I'm waiting for your number. I don't see your area code. I'm waiting for you to call. I'm waiting for your number. I don't see your number on my queue. I'm waiting to see your number in my queue. Motherfuckers ain't gonna call. They scared as shit, dude. Is this your
Hello?
G-Money?
Yes.
Is this your G-Money?
I can hear you.
What?
Yep.
Why aren't you calling with your number? You gave me a number. You called anonymous.
I'm in Canada, but with my phone line, I can't call outside the country, right, with my plan. So now I'm using Google Hangouts.
All right, I'll be quiet. Go ahead and call her. We're going to be quiet. You tell her, don't you ever call.
Okay.
Next time you call, suck my dick.
Okay, so how do I put it on a three-way with while I'm using another app? Like I'm using Google Hangouts to call you. How do I call her while connecting you guys
dial her number, call, and merge the call in, man. iPhone or call the number and merge. That's it. Call her and merge the call.
Okay.
Shit hung up. Hey, G-Money. Call me, send me your number, and I'll dial it and merge you in, motherfucker. Let's see if you adamant about this shit, where you gonna call that woman and tell her the next time you call me is to suck my dick, then call back, G-Money. I'll call her for you. Because your phone all fucked up. I'll make the call, G-Money, and I'll be quiet. Yeah, man, don't be making, dude, you better call back. G-Money, you know I don't play that shit. I will ban you from this motherfucker. I'm waiting, G-Money. Call back, G-Money. Y'all motherfuckers act like y'all don't know how to merge phone calls. You young fucks know all about the technology and shit. You know when you're on the line with one person, you call somebody else, and you can merge the call in. I don't know much about fucking phones, but I know that shit. Fucking scare ass. I'm waiting, G Money. I knew he wasn't going to do that shit. Man, y'all act like I'm stupid or something. You know damn well when you make a phone call, your phone's going to say merge. This motherfucker act like he got one of them Fred Flintstone bedrock phones or some shit like that. But this is why y'all, man, he's scared. He's quick. You know what? He tried to call in. Now his excuse is, well, I tried to call it, just didn't work. See that shit? G Money. Call back in right now. Call back in right now, G Money. Because unlike your fucking ass, I solve shit. Call in, G Money. We'll fix this shit right now. Call in, G Money. Call in. Because I got this shit solved. Since your phone can't connect and merge calls like every other fucking phone out there, then don't worry. I'll solve the shit, G-Money. Call into the show. Don't give me that on God bullshit. Bring your ass back in. We're waiting, G-Money. We're waiting. Fuck you, man. But we are amazing, boy. G-Money, I'm waiting, sir. Fucking scary ass. I hope you prove me wrong and call in. You got 2 minutes, G-Money. You got 2 minutes, G-Money. You got 2 minutes to call in. See, this is what I'm talking about with y'all guys. Y'all always try to act like you about the life. You always fix your name like you about the life. You take photos like you about the life. But when that shit comes down to it, you motherfuckers buckle like a bitch. We're waiting, G-Money. No, Whiskey, we know that. Whiskey, I don't know shit about phones, Whiskey. I know nothing about phones. But you know what I do know? When you want to merge a call in and you call somebody else, the merge button pops up. That's what I know. G-Money, I'm waiting on you. See, I got a prank caller calling me G-Money, but it's not you. Waiting on you, G-Money. G-Money, I'm waiting on you. You got a few minutes. Because I don't want no bitch-ass motherfucker in this group. You know it's about to happen. So you might as well either leave or block me before I do you, because you know you're gone if you don't fucking call in. Because I don't want you fake-ass motherfuckers around me. I don't want you around me. On God. That mother talking about on God. And you ain't calling the fuck back in, are you? All right. Well, you got under a minute. You got these prank callers calling in, G-Money. And you ain't calling in. So, G-Money, I'm letting you know. You only got a minute to go, G-Money. Scared ass motherfucker. Well, guys, y'all see what I'm talking about. Y'all see what I'm talking about. Man, let me get to that damn question. Oh, G-Money, you got 20 seconds. You got 20 seconds. 10 seconds. And you are no longer a part of this show. Get your bitch ass off this show. Fucking pussy. Gone. See that, guys? Gone. Motherfucker scared. He ain't got the balls to say that shit to his girl. Texas Outlaw, how important is penis size to women? I heard that it is and it isn't. Texas Outlaw, why do you give a fuck? I'm waiting. Texas Outlaw, why do you give a fuck? Unless you get a dick operation, why the fuck do you care? You look like you a grown-ass man asking a dumb-ass question. So please tell me why the fuck you give a fuck about dick size. Because if you don't answer my question in the next minute, you gone. Texas, why do you care? Texas, dude. Can you tell me how old you are, please? How old are you, man? I'm not judging. I just want to know how old you are. I'm waiting, Texas. How old are you, man? Yeah, I'm starting to feel that you pranking me. If I feel like you're pranking me, you know what's going to happen. So it don't take you long to put in two digits. All right, well, then, look. I'm going to put you in timeout to let you think about that, Texas. Because if you're asking me a fucking question and you can't answer my damn questions, then you need to take your ass somewhere else. This is not kiss your ass show. This is why you ain't getting no pussy. Why the fuck are you ashamed of your fucking age? What is wrong with you people? Y'all are scared to talk to women? You're scared to say your age? What the fuck is wrong with you people? Why do y'all think the way y'all do? Texas, you got 5 minutes to say something or you gone. I'm going to let you simmer on that shit. But, how the fuck are you going to be a fucking you? What the fuck is a Texas outlaw who can't stand on his fucking name and your age? And the only reason I got to take a second to add my age up, because I stopped counting at 40. I just stopped counting. I don't count anymore. Do y'all hear what this motherfucker said? Do y'all hear what that motherfucker said to me? Steven, I don't like to discuss my age. Man, that's some bitch shit. And I'm the bad guy, right, guys? I'm the bad guy. All right, guys, I got any more questions, let me know. Because I'm sorry, hey, Texas, I'm sorry, but the world is much crueler than me. Crazy. How the fuck you going to name yourself Texas Outlaw or G-Money and y'all worried about what women fucking think about y'all? Fuck is that about? I don't know, guys. It must be me. Fuck, let me check it out. It must be me. I know, Steve. You're so hard on people, Steve. I'm not hard on you guys. I think I'm really nice. I think I'm nice to y'all guys. I just want to know why a grown-ass man who has the name Texas Outlaw can't say how old he is. Hope that shit is tomorrow. Fuck. Wait, damn it, that's tomorrow. Shit. So it's tomorrow. Huh. That's tomorrow. That's Wednesday morning. Okay. Al, why am I so angry? Al, what am I angry for? Why do you think I'm angry, Al? I'm a happy person. Why am I angry, dog? Why would you think I'm angry? And Al, why do you give a fuck if I am angry? Why do you care? Well, y'all got so much women in y'all, man. What? You know, that's what women, y'all know what women say shit like that. Why would you? I don't know, Al. I don't know. I don't know, Al. I don't know, guys. It's like all this feminine shit is crazy to me. Why do they? What is? Why does another man give a fuck? Why am I angry? I guess I don't know. I don't know. You perceive it as angry, I guess. So I'm sorry if I'm angry. Can you please find it in your heart to forgive me? See that? I'm apologizing and shit. Please don't be angry with me. Because if you're angry with me, you kind of hurt my feelings and shit. So please don't be angry with me. Is that better, guys? Jesus Christ. So you got one guy that's angry. Another guy's worrying about his dick. I don't even understand where all this shit is coming from, dude. What's the deal, man? Why y'all so mad? I mean, like, confused and shit. Al, will you talk? Guess Al ain't got shit nothing to say. I'm sorry if I upset you, Al. I apologize. Shit, dude. I don't know. Any more questions before we wrap this up, guys? I'm here. Any more questions? If you got a question, go ahead and ask it. We're going to wrap it up. Tomorrow we're going to do it on I'm Not Begging for Sex. And we're going to, that's going to be a Tuesday show. So if you got a question, go ahead and ask before we wrap this up. Feel free to ask a question, guys. Tomorrow we got Lucario at 12. 1 East, 1 East, wait, no, 12 noon, myself and Lucario. And then we'll do a show. I might do a Ryan with the Dean, and then we'll do a show Tuesday about not begging for ass. And then Wednesday show, which will be our last show for the month, is going to be on begging, taking women to dinner. Taking women to dinner. Jeff. Well, but thank you, Texas Outlaw. There you go. Welcome home, Texas. I just want you to think about it. You shouldn't worry about it. Texas, you listen. I can't change the color of my skin. I mean, I can, but I ain't. And I ain't going to change my dick size. Well, I'll never change my dick size. But I wouldn't change it if it was small. I just got to accept what I have. Tex, what you don't understand. Let me say something to Tex real quick, Jeff. Text, listen to me. A woman, which you don't understand, it's not the size, it's the connection she has with you. Because you can have a small dick and she's got an emotional connection, it's going to feel like the best sex ever because it's the emotion that's involved. You've got to stop thinking like a guy and thinking that she's going to worry about the size. Now, I'm going to say some women will, but fuck them. Who cares what they think? And that's the truth. What do you think about porn and the negative effect on you? Jeff, what negative effect does porn have on me? Please educate my stupid fucking ass. Please tell me what porn... I mean, who tells... Dude, just look. Tell me negative effects and just say some YouTuber told me this shit. Please just say that shit so we can cut to the chase. Are you fucking kidding me? Jeff, let me tell you about the negative effect it has on me, because when I was single, I was jerking off all the time and fucking women. I was doing both. And look at me now. So why don't you tell me the negative effects, dog? Why don't you share with the class the negative effects and then say some YouTuber who I don't even know told me to say this stupid shit. Come on. I'm waiting, Jeff. Come on, Jeff. Go ahead and tell us. Say I listened to a YouTuber tell me the negative effects of porn, and now I'm not jerking off because he told me not to do it. Just say that, and I'll respect you more. Oh, fuck it, man. Are y'all serious? Jeff. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to tell us what YouTube. Don't tell us the YouTuber. Just say some YouTuber told me, a grown man, what I should do with my body. I'm waiting for you to say that shit, Jeff. Come on, Jeff. You've got. Let me give you. You've got 45 seconds. You got 45 seconds to answer. You won't get the boot. I can't make this shit up. It was my friend who told me. He put me in a book called... Hey, Jeff. Can you tell me how much pussy your friend is getting, sir? I'm blown away by y'all, man. I don't know. Jeff is just a lucky guess. Anyway. Look, Jeff, what I want to say to you is go ahead and believe what that person is saying. You're not ready to be a man. So just believe what you want. But I don't think this is the right place for you, Jeff. I think you're better off going to a PUA or a Metal YouTube show. This show is for men. This show is for men. Any other questions, guys, before we wrap this up? Any other questions before we wrap this up? Yes, that's amazing. All right, so we go around. We're going to wrap this up in a few minutes. One more time around. Anybody got anything to say? Any other questions, then we'll just move on to the Marshall. Just wait for the last round. If not, we're going to move on. But soak up the information y'all heard today, man. I hope Coach Ass Kicking with three Z's. COACHAZZZKICKIN. Coach Ass Kicking. Carlos, you got to go to the website and find that. The information's there, brother. Don't be lazy. Just go to the Man Mindset, brother. Go to the Man Mindset, go in the store and find out. Thank you, Mike. That's what I was trying to tell him. All right, let's go around. Let me see. Any other questions? Let me see. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. We have a show tomorrow with Lucario for an hour. And if we do a show Riding with the Dean, it's going to be on moving standards versus ironclad contracts. We're going to be talking about that. And then tomorrow night, we'll discuss I'm Not Begging for Pussy. Wednesday, we'll discuss Wednesday's show, our last show, will be on dinner dates. As we're going to be discussing. Dinner, why? When do you take her out to dinner? When do you take her out to dinner and all that other stuff? So we're gonna discuss that on Wednesday because there's a time and we'll discuss that. So definitely will. But anyway, guys, we'll go ahead and wrap this up, guys. I appreciate you all. If you need me, get at me. Let me show y'all guys. TheManMindset.com. 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 Send your name, send a number. And we will definitely get back at you. All right, but until then, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you all. Y'all have a good night. And we will see you in 12 hours. We'll see you in 12 hours with Mr. Lucario and myself. And where's my fucking... Hey, here we go. All right, guys, we out this bitch. See you tomorrow with Mr. Lucario. Peace.